USA Radio News with Val Dior.
Back to work at the Oval Office Wednesday. The president from Twitter.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president. And I'm standing in front of the Oval Office at the White House, which is always an exciting place to be. I got back a day ago from Walter Reed Medical Center. I spent 4 days there and didn't have to. I could have stayed at the White House, but the doctor said, because you're president, let's do it. I said, fine. You tell me what to do, and I'm going to listen. These are great professionals. They've done a fantastic job. And by the way, not only at Walter Reed, all over the country, we have the greatest doctors in the world. We have the greatest nurses.
And a vice presidential debate underway at 9 Eastern from Utah. Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic Senator Kamala Harris will face off with moderator USA Today's Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Another restaurant chain is filing for bankruptcy protection. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Restaurant chain Ruby Tuesday filed for bankruptcy protection in Delaware as it seeks to stabilize its finances during the coronavirus pandemic. The Chapter 11 filing comes after the company reached an agreement with secured lenders to support a restructuring plan. The filing won't affect Ruby Tuesday's restaurants, as the chain will operate as usual while the firm attempts to recover from the unprecedented impact of COVID-19.
And another basketball great has had the honor, Michael Jordan. Now LeBron James will have the honor of the front of the Wheaties box. General Mills announcing the Lakers superstar will take over Serena Williams' serial duties. They say they chose LeBron to celebrate his efforts both on and off the court. As far as off the court, they say most notably for his work with the I Promise program. This is USA Radio News. For more, visit usaradio.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Commissioner Roger Goodell is telling teams that they better start taking coronavirus protocols seriously or else. USA Radio Network's Dan Noraki has the details.
The NFL says its teams need to get serious about adhering to COVID-19 protocols, and if they don't, it could cost them dearly. In a memo to all 32 teams, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said compliance to health and safety guidelines is mandatory and that failure to comply could bring some serious penalties like fines, the loss of draft picks, or even the forfeiture of a game. The league's tough stance on compliance comes after having to delay the Week 4 matchup between Kansas City and New England and having to reschedule a game between Tennessee and Pittsburgh that was to take place this past weekend and moving it to Week 7 in the wake of several positive tests. The Titans have been dealing with the league's largest coronavirus outbreak, with 20 organization members, including 10 players, testing positive for COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Noraki.
This is the Miami Dolphins have been given the green light to allow full capacity at Hard Rock Stadium. Yes, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will allow the team to host 65,000 fans. However, they're still set to limit fans to only 13,000 at their next home game on October 25th. And Johnny Nash, the guy who sang the infectious, happy 1970s hit, I Can See Clearly Now, has passed. The singer's son confirmed the 80-year-old died at home of natural causes. This is USA Radio News.